The Stark Art Deco lobby was quiet and depressing. Dreary, dried-up palms loomed over rows of boxy, chocolate-brown couches, all of them empty. Two elderly women at the front desk were the only customers in sight. Whoever was in charge here, Jean Galetta, I hoped, had gotten a good cap on the scene. The only indication that a major investigation was underway one story up was the two officers stationed at the elevator. I took the stairs to the murder scene, two at a time. The second-floor hallway was thick with LAPD personnel. Several of them wore gloves, white booties, and crime scene unit polo shirts. The faces were all stressed and drawn. A uniformed officer gave me the once-over. "Who are you?" he asked. His tag said Sandhausen. I flashed him my creds without comment and kept moving past him. "Hey!" he called out. "Hey yourself!" I called back and kept going. When I got to room 223, the door was wide open. A row of cartoonish stickers, Mary Smith's calling card, was affixed to the outside. Two glittery-winged fairies and another unicorn, which was stuck right over the peephole. Two stickers were marked with an A, the other with a B. A maid's cart stood parked off to the side. "Is Jean Galetta around?" I asked another young officer as she pushed past me into the hall. The sheer number of people coming and going here was disconcerting. The female officer gave me a petulant look. "I think she's downstairs in the office. I don't know." "Find out," I said, suddenly losing my patience. "Let her know Alex Cross is looking for her. I'll be in here."